India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hello friends, today we have with us someone very special and sweet, relatively unknown until a while ago. Soon, she danced her way into people's hearts, the lady who clean bowled everyone with her stunning looks and dancing skills. जिनको देखने के बाद सिर्फ एक ही गाना याद आता है, उफ ये नखरा गरम मसाला, तेरी आंखें गरम मसाला, तेरी बातें गरम मसाला, सबके दिल पे धड़कनों पे तूने जादू कर डाला. Well, Tina, ये Tina. So guys, I'm sorry I couldn't sing it, but she is, yes, none other than Hussein's better half, the gorgeous Tina, a businesswoman by profession. She is soon to make her debut on TV, on Sony with the show Life Ban Jaye. So, hi Tina and welcome to India Forum's Hot Seat.
Hi Minnie, and that was something which has made me feel so embarrassed, I just can't tell you.
Why so embarrassed? You are gorgeous, you are beautiful, and you are so talented. Honestly, you know what? I mean, by the looks of Kunal Kohli, every time I saw an episode, I always felt that, you know, agar unka bus chalta, then he would have started shooting then and there.
No, the poor guy was just trying to encourage a newcomer. I think that's all that was there to it.
So, let me ask a question. How did it feel to get so many kisses, you know, from Kunal Kohli?
Oh, it was amazing. In the first few episodes, when I didn't get them, I was quite disappointed because, I knew it was my first time and I thought they would consider that. But unfortunately, or fortunately, so to say, they didn't consider anything of that sort. And that's when I realized that there's going to be no brownie points for not being an actor. It's a competition and I have to play it like a competition. So of course, I was disappointed initial few episodes where they said that you're not that great and stuff. And but once it started and it took off, I was very, very glad. And again, it's all thanks to Harshal Vithal, without whom I don't think I could make it at all.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, tell me, how did Hussein react when you got all that kisses? I've been dying to know that.
Hussein is the coolest guy. He is not possessive at all. So actually he never gave any reaction. He used to just tease me like all of y'all tease me, saying that, oh, we were dying to know, and you know, things like that. So even he had the same reaction, like, Kunal Kohli abhi to next film mein abhi, you know. In fact, one of our concepts was Tina. We were going to have a like film shoot in one of the concepts saying directed by Kunal Kohli, and after Fana, Kunal makes Tina. So it was supposed to be one of our concepts, but unfortunately we never got to play it.
Oh, that would have been fun to watch.
Yeah, it would have been fun. Had we known by the comedy round, probably we would have worked well in the comedy round.
Right, absolutely. But whatever you played, even in the comedy round, I think you were fabulous in the comedy round with all that. Oh, you look so Marilyn Monroe. I remember that.
So crazy. The wig didn't fit me. And I've had such a bad time with wigs on Nach Badiye. The first one was the golden wig that I wore for the Marilyn Monroe look, and that didn't fit me. And then the second time when I had to do that Bharat Humko Dance Se Pehle Hai, I had to be like looking like a boy. And the wig just wouldn't fit me, so it was like all standing and made me look half bald. So it was quite maddening sometimes, but everything went so well and all well that ends well.
Is it difficult to dance on those very, very high heels?
I think the only time I danced on those high heels was the Marilyn Monroe, because obviously you don't expect a Marilyn Monroe to go barefoot, bare feet. So I think the only time I danced with really high heels, and till today I wonder how I did it. So.
I know, it was wow. Looking
yeah,
at those
heels. The stage was really slippery. It's not really good for dance. We used to keep slipping. So most of the time, that's the reason we used to not wear any shoes, any footwear actually.
Right.
Because it was very slippery. And towards the end, we started realizing that we have to put rubber soles below also. So that's what we started doing.
To increase friction.
Yeah, to increase the friction, yes.
Right. Okay, so let me get on to the messages. Now, okay. Anku Juhu lover, she asks... Oh, she has a message, sorry. She has a message.
Okay.
You know her very well, I guess. So, well, I'll just
this
take it
Ankita.
From there. Ankita, right.
Okay.
She says, my sweet cutie pie, Kalidi. Is that what she calls you?
Kalidi.
Oh, Kalidi. Okay, alright.
Yeah, it's like Anarkali, Kikali. So
okay, Kalidi, alright. Yeah. My sweet cutie pie, Kalidi, wishing you happy birthday. Tina Di, my cute, mad owl Di. May this birthday be best filled with loads of happiness, lots of fun, gifts and surprises. You are the sweetest, cutest friend, joker, all for me. In short, very special. Well, she has written everything in short form, so I'm just figuring it out. Okay, just love the way you smile and you talk, play pranks, you share things. It's always been a pleasure to talk to you and always so much fun and musty in our trio chats. I'm glad I came to know you. Hussein is lucky to have you, and we are double lucky to have you both. Waiting eagerly for your new show. Wish you good luck from your fan, Anku. And in bracket, she says, don't kill me, please. Really, hope you have a blast. Love you dil se. Dil ke har kone mein jagah aapke hai, jagah aapke liye. Dil mein har taraf aapke liye pyaar. Bas yehi dua kare ye dil ki aapko sab mil jaye. I'm blessed to have you. Love you forever. Loads of hugs and kisses. Your Maddie Anku.
My God. That was something and I've got goosebumps. And let me tell you the story behind all these things.
Mm-hmm.
The reason she calls me owl is because I stay awake till like 3-4 in the morning chatting with them.
Okay.
So they think that Hussein's going to run behind them with a danda, which he doesn't do obviously because he's fast asleep. And I'm awake chatting with all these people who I of course love to chat with. And I enjoy all their rolling. The trio chat is with Ekta, Ankita and me most of the time. Because I think at that hour it's only the three of us who are wide awake. So we have these weird chats and half the time we are only cracking silly jokes at each other. And half the time we're pulling Ankita's leg. And half the time they're rolling. Have you seen the rolling?
Yes.
The guy who the smiley who rolls.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think if we chat for like 4 hours, out of that 3.5 hours they're only rolling. So it's funny and it's a lot of fun. And thank you so much, Ankita, for all the very lovely wishes. And you and all of you have been extremely special to me ever since I've got to know y'all. And it's been a blessing. I don't know what I have done to deserve so much. But yes, God has been extremely, extremely kind to have given me all of y'all.
Oh, that was so sweet. In fact, let me follow it up with Ektaj message. I guess that's the Ekta in the trio.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so, hey Tina, happy birthday. Wishing you loads of luck, love, huggies, cheers, good health, tons of surprises every single day of your life, this lifetime and beyond. Wish you every reason to smile like you make others smile. You are very special, Maddie, adorable, precious and an angel. You can kill me for saying that. Thanks for saying, thanks for always bringing a smile on my face and cheering me up. Thanks for being you. Always keep smiling. God bless you and may all your dreams come true. Love ya, X.
Okay, now I am going to kill them, that's for sure, because I've told them a million times to not call themselves my fans. Actually, not only the two of them, but everyone has been given strict instructions that I get very, very embarrassed when they say they're my fans, and I prefer calling them my little sisters or my sweet friends, but not fans, because I'm just like them. I'm a normal girl just like them. I'm ladki jise kehte hain. So please, I'm just like y'all and I'm just a friend. And yes, I am Hussein's wife, so I don't want to be called a select wife and all that. I just want to be called your sister or your friend. That's it. And you'll better follow this rule now. No fan business.
Okay. Message conveyed. Now, let me get on to the questions. Cool_Pooja wants to know, how did your romance with Hussain start?
I think they should already know this by now. I'm very upset, Pooja. Okay, basically, no, I'm just kidding. It basically started in college, where obviously Hussain used to participate in a lot of stage shows and stuff. And I was this very trim and proper sophisticated girl who used to not let any guy come close to me, which was very sad. But we had this group, and I had a friend named Kiran, who one of our common friends, as in a friend of Hussain and mine, used to like very much. So Hussain took the opportunity whenever Satish used to speak to Kiran, mm-hmm. To talk to me. Because Kiran and me used to be together like most of the time. In fact, I used to be at Kiran's place after college, and then we used to go for computer classes together and stuff. So whenever Satish called to speak to Kiran, Mr. Hussain Quadarwala used to snatch the phone and say, can I please speak to Tina? And then he gave his number to me a couple of times, which I lost. So one fine day he was like, you always take the number and you don't call me ever and stuff. So I think I felt a little disappointed and bad at that time for him. So that's how we started talking on the phone. And rest, as they say, is history. It carried on from there. And then none of us actually proposed to each other. It was Satish who played Cupid again, because we were scared about the differences in caste and that it would create a problem. But fortunately, our parents also were very understanding, and they're happily married today.
So, and lucky for all of us, I guess. That we
and lucky for all of y'all.
I said lucky for all of us, because we get to talk to you and know you.
And thank you so much. Actually, I think I'm blessed. I'm the lucky one.
Well, we can keep on arguing on that. And meanwhile, let me get on to the next question, which is asked.
I hope that answered Pooja's question.
Well, I hope so too. But if not, yeah. I'm sure she can come back with the next one very soon.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Now, JYJYJY, that's the user ID. And she asked, or he asked, which is your favorite perfume?
My favorite perfume is Davidoff Cool Bottle. Mm-hmm. That's the only perfume I use.
I'm
very allergic to different smells. Like, even if Hussain puts a powder or Hussain puts too much of perfume, I start sneezing. And I think this is the only perfume I don't sneeze with. But I'm getting there. I'm getting closer to starting to like new things, fragrances and stuff. So slowly and steadily, going to get there. But as of now, it's just Davidoff Cool Waters. That doesn't make me sneeze.
Great. Now, JJ Thompson wants to know, whom do you consider as your idol?
My idol actually does no one particular person. You can say that in every walk of life, at every stage, there is a different person who's been my idol. Mm-hmm. So when I was small, obviously it was my parents who I looked up to, and then in school, obviously, there would be a teacher and so on and so forth. And so there's not been any one particular person who I've been inspired by. But so when I started working, then it would have been the person who was trailing me, my clients, how they work, how they do business, learning from them. So automatically they become your idol. But no one particular person as such.
Okay, now next question is, interesting. Describe Hussain in less than 5 words. That is Jenny 1000 asking you.
Okay, I know all these people, and I have messaged all of them once upon a time. Of course, I don't get too much time to keep DMing them. Mm-hmm. So I know most of them. So hi, Jenny. And to describe Hussain in less than 5 words. Actually, do I need even 5 words, maybe? Can I describe him in 1 word? Perfect.
All right. She said less than 5 words, so I guess one word says it all.
Yeah. So, Jenny, see, I don't even require 5 words. I just require 1 word, and that's perfect.
Absolutely fantastic. Anku Juhu Lover wants to know again. Ankita wants to know again.
Yes.
Any memories from your days before Now, this before is pretty subjective, so I'm not sure which before she wants to know about, but I guess, well, you can...
I've not understood the question very well.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Maybe before your marriage, maybe?
Or before Hossain came into my life, any memories?
Yeah, maybe that. Okay, let's take that.
I mean, let's take that as the question. Sorry, Anjita, we've not figured out your question, but... if any memories before Hossain came into my life, yeah, there are many memories. All my fights with my brother, which are very, very special to me.
Okay.
We used to literally throw things at each other. And I used to scratch him and he used to beat me up. And then after that, when we used to make up, there's this thing called tickly that we do to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically caressing one on the back or on the hand wherein you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we have gone on like, okay, today if you do this now, I'll eat 20 chocolates. Today if you do it for 5 minutes, I will give you 400 chocolates. So like that, we must have spent, I will do tickly to you for the rest of my life and beyond. This is what has happened when we were small kids. I used to tell him, okay, now 2 years are up, so now I'll do it for the rest of my life if you do tickly to me for 5 minutes. So we have gone, we are supposed to be doing tickly to each other for the rest of our lives, which obviously I'm sure my brother has forgotten. So that's a memory which I've been laughing at every time I think about it, but I haven't spoken to him about it after we've grown up, but I think I should speak to him about it and see how he reacts.
It's so sweet, so sweet.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to be doing tickly to him, and I think that's the only job then, that the promises that I made to him and he's made to me, that we have only been doing tickly for the rest of our life.
Okay, that's so funny and sweet. Alright, now Sabha23 wants to know, how old will you be? Now let me change it. How young will you be?
28.
Okay, oh wow, that's pretty young.
Oh wow, pretty old. Compared to all these 14 years who are in love with my husband.
Okay.
Yeah, they lie to me. They're like, you know, I'm just 14 years, but is it okay if I like your husband? You are like, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how would I like if some 14-year-old wants to like my husband. Okay,
it's okay as long as they are harmless. They are damn sweet people, so it's fine.
So hats off to you. Now, Akshara Aksara wants to know, apni beauty and talent ka raaz.
Mere beauty and talent ka raaz? Okay. Love?
Oh, that is sweet.
Love and more love. Yeah. From everyone. And when I say love, it doesn't only imply Hussain guys. It implies parents. It implies you guys. It implies everyone who's been in touch with me.
Okay. Now, did you want to act in serials before you were approached for this particular serial now you're going to do on Sony?
No, I never wanted to act. In fact, I'm still repenting that I've taken it up. I finished shooting my first episode and it was quite a disaster because the script wasn't ready and the guest was already on the set. So I had to do an impromptu question answer session with her, which for me is a little difficult, knowing that I'm completely new and completely raw.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this impromptu thing with her. I don't know how good it's going to turn out, but I'm already repenting. I shouldn't have taken it up. And guys, please, for heaven's sake, don't watch it. Don't watch it. You're not going to be disappointed in the Nach Baliye winner, so to say.
Okay, tell us something about the show.
It's basically a countdown come celebrity chat show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have viewers voting in for the top 5 songs and top 5 films of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be giving you all a choice every week of the top 5 films, and you'll have to rate it, and then we will put it in order of the votes that come in. And then there's also going to be a celebrity on the show who I'm going to chat with, and that celebrity would like 50% be from a Bollywood star.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be speaking about their careers, their life, gossip surrounding them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little paranoid about all that because it has to be in Hindi.
Okay.
So, and my Hindi is quite, I mean, it's not bad, but it's not very good. I mean, I'm not used to speaking in Hindi, so it's not very fluent. So, I'm repenting taking it up. But since I knew the production house, as they worked with Hussain before, as in their family, they worked on a couple of shows with Hussain. So I know their wives and stuff really well. And when he said that you must at least audition, I couldn't say no to him. And that's the reason I auditioned. And the channel liked it and they refused to let me go after that. But I just hope I can do a good job. I'm going to try. I'm going to work as hard as I did for Nach. But I really can't promise. At least dancing, I mean, I could say that, okay, I'm not bad at, but this I am bad at. So please don't watch it.
No, tell me the guilt. You must not say that. I mean, that's bad publicity.
I am like that only. I can never say that I'm good if I'm bad. So I'm bad, guys. Don't watch it.
Okay, then we can only say that, okay, I know, you know what? Please get better.
Yeah, I'm going to try, definitely. Hopefully by the end of it, I make a few of you all proud.
I'm dead sure. We all are dead sure. You will. I think, you know, it's not only the hopes. Everybody saw how hard you worked and how much you came up. So I think, you know, hard work makes it all happen. And if the channel liked you, I'm sure they saw something to like. I mean, they are not going
definitely going to work hard. I'm not going to shy away from working hard, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But I will only be able to say how much I've improved after a while.
Great, and we'll be all waiting for the show to air. Now, Cherry wants to know, what's your birthday wish?
My birthday wish? I've really not thought about this, but birthday wish, love forever, smiles forever, health forever, friends forever. I'm asking for too much meaning.
I think you're just asking for the basics, so you can be forgiven for that.
Okay, yeah, that's what I need. Materialistic things don't give me that much pleasure because I think this is what keeps you going, right?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. So, let me read you a message. It's from AKSK Sara. I mean, I can't pronounce the full, so I'll just said it. Okay. AKSK Sara. Happy birthday, Tina. You are a very sweet and adorable person. May you have a prosperous and life full of fun in the years ahead to come. And wish you many, many returns of the day. She has also written a little poem. Somebody somewhere there is someone who dreams of your smile and finds in your presence that life is worth a while. So when you are lonely, remember somebody somewhere is thinking of you.
Oh, how cute. How sweet is that? Thank you so much. And we'll call you Sarah because I think none of us can pronounce your name. So, thank you so much for the lovely poem and thank you so much for the birthday wishes. It does make my birthday a lot more special. And I will remember that someone somewhere is always thinking of me. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now, Cool Pooja wants to know that your personal favorite dancing duo on NB2 other than you and Hussain.
See, technically and dance-wise, I think there was no one to beat Tanaz and Bhaktiyaar. Mm-hmm. But that was only technically. As an overall package, if you go to see other than... And by package, I mean like the team, that means the dancer, as in the artist, and the choreographers. So apart from Hussain, Tina, Harshal, Vithal, the awesome foursome, as you all call them, I think Shweta Mana and Yogesh Patkar, as in the team of Mana and Shweta and Yogesh.
I think, yeah, that was a fantastic team. It was really very, very sad and disheartening to see them go out. But
yeah,
I think, yes, they were.
I don't think I've cried for anyone as much as I've cried for them. And I don't think Shweta has cried for anyone more than she cried after we won. So, I always told them one thing, that if it's not us, then it's got to be you guys. As in, my wish would be that they won, if it was not us.
Right. Now, Seema Gandhi, she wants to know, can you tell me something interesting about yourself, which has not yet been said by you in any of the interviews taken so far?
Oh, there are so many things. You'll hardly know me. I mean, you'll keep thinking that I smile and this all the time. But I'm a very mean girl. yeah, I'm quite wicked if I want to be. Uh-huh. And this is one thing I've not said in any interviews. While I used to travel to college, if some guys used to try to mess with me on the road, mm-hmm. I used to box them up. I used to literally punch them. I've run behind guys and literally smashed their faces and broken their glasses on their face. So that's a side of me I don't think any of you know, but I don't give attitude to anyone. And that's one thing that I can't take from anyone is attitude. So if someone gives me attitude, I can be 10 times meaner.
You know what? That is so honest and nice to know. I think that's a very refreshing quality. And please keep it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to keep it because, Minnie, there are some things that in life when you don't give attitude to someone, however rude or mean or bad they are, I mean, you put your point across, definitely. Mm-hmm. But if someone gives you attitude, then at least me, I can't take it. I would get that person like 10 times my attitude. Sometimes I feel bad saying that, then what's the difference between them and me? But at other times, I feel that, well, they deserve it.
So, I think so. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, I don't think any of you all know this side of me that, I used to beat up guys on the road who used to try to mess with me.
That was excellent. Now, Ankita...
I think all guys, uh-huh. All girls should do it.
Yes.
Be brave and protect yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. They should. And also, give it back as good as they get. That's what
yes.
I say all the time. Right. So, Ankur Juhu lover now wants you to sing a song for her exclusively on your birthday.
For her? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She says, sing a song for me on your birthday. That's what she says.
Isn't it supposed to be her singing for me? It's my birthday. I'm supposed to get the gift and she's supposed to sing for me.
Okay, please treat it as a return gift.
Oh. let me think. What song can I sing for? Actually, the worst thing is that I don't know any of the wording.
Doesn't matter. You can just sing anything.
Can I just say the wording?
No, you have to sing it. The words can just fit in. Ow, can do.
Ow.
But it has to be in tune.
Oh, Deshura, I'm really bad, yeah, Mini, with
doesn't
all this.
Matter. It's okay.
I'm going to kill her for this, definitely. That's for sure. Okay, actually, I really don't know the words. I'm thinking, I want to sing the song which says, Koi Tumsa Nahi from, I think it's from Chris. I'm so bad with songs. Let me think.
What is the wordings, man? I just can't get them. Chandni rehti hai jahan pe, khabar ye aayi hai wahan se. Koi tum sa nahi, oh koi tum sa nahi. La 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 la. I really don't know the words, man. I'm very bad. I don't remember the first line, but then it says, it's basically the sun and moon are telling me, as in I've got the news from there, that there's no one like you. So,
yeah,
that's the gist of the
that's the
whole
song.
Nice. Anku, I'll definitely try to remember the words next time and sing it for you.
Okay, so now let me quickly read you the other messages that I have for you. Oh, there are so many, but let me try. Cool Pooja says, hey Tina, I'm one of your biggest fans. Even though I ain't from the television industry, you aren't from the television industry. You really are talented, definitely the most prettiest female in Najbeliye too. More than Malaika Arora Khan. Even though you weren't that good in dancing at first, your sincerity sailed you through it, and that is well proven in your blindfold act and Baahon Ki Darmiyan. However, my favorite performance of yours remains the Berang Zindagi. That was too cool. Congrats on winning the title of Nach Baliye 2 winner.
Thank you so much, Pooja. The compliments. Chittier than Malaika Arora Khan, no? That's a compliment that I'm not going to forget for quite some time now. And yes, Berang Zindagi is very close to my heart as well, because it was the first time we got a 30. So it is definitely very, very close to my heart. Both Hussain and me were like really paranoid and wondering that, you know, we are doing everything we can in our power to get the 30, but it just wasn't coming. And yeah, this is when it all started. So, and then there was no looking back. Yes, it is close to my heart too. Thank you so much.
Okay, now Sara says, my message for SM, Sasuma. Hello, Sasuma.
Okay.
Many happy turns of the day. Congo on turning a year younger. On your birthday, I wish you much pleasure and joy. I hope all your wishes come true and you accept me as one of your one and only Bahu. May each hour and minute be filled with delight. I hope that for every candle on your cake, you get a wonderful surprise and your birthday be perfect for you. It's been a pleasure knowing you, and bole to ekdam rough check. Love you from right, left, top and bottom of my heart. Yani puri dil se. Keep smiling always. Loads and loads of love, Sara.
Arey, 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 ekdam rough check and all. My God, this Sara, she's going to, I'm sure, teach me the Munna Bhai language by the time I finish speaking with her, because she goes like whenever she talks, she goes like, apun ne aise bol liya na, so bas, garu ji sirf apun ka hai, and I'm like, okay, alright, fine. And do you know the story behind Sasuma or no, Mini?
No, I don't.
Okay, for everyone who doesn't know the story, it's basically there are these three people who are fighting online to be Gaurav wife. Uh-huh. Gaurav as in aapka chahita, aapka pyara Sharman Vadhwa. Uh-huh. From Kum Kum. So they are fighting to be his online wife. Online wife. This is the first thing I'm hearing. An online wife. They actually got him married and all. So the thing is that they consider him as my son. Uh-huh. So, which unfortunately as of now, because Hussain was traveling, I've told all of them to back off. Because for 1.5 months, he was not my son. He's supposed to be my boyfriend. He's not allowed to look at any other girl or date any other girl because his friend was away for 1.5 months doing Indian Idol. So my obvious replacement was with Gaurav. Both of us were lukhaz at that time. So I will have to ask Gaurav, Tara, who he chooses. And then I will decide who is that one and only Bahu of mine. Till then, reserve your sasumas. Bole to.
Okay,
anyway,
now.
It was quite sad.
I know. It's just so much fun. Now, Angel Girl 16 says, happy birthday. You are beautiful no matter what anyone says. Words can't bring you down. You are beautiful in every single way. And everywhere you go, the sun will always shine. And the rhythm of lives are changing day by day. But no matter what you do or say, your fans, aka friends, are always there. All my love and luck, Angel Girl 16, aka Akansha.
Yeah, Akansha, I'm not really sure. I think she's a Hiten Gauri fan. I'm not too sure. As far as I remember, from the PMs. But thank you so much for messaging and wishing me a very happy birthday. And like I said, all these wishes make my birthday much, much more special than it would be.
Actually, I have so many wishes. I have wishes from Harsha, Love Hussain, KK, JJ Thompson, Huda, Iluvi, Varni, Seema Gandhi, Vadva, Nikki, Bushra 89, Nature, Jenny 1000, Rano 22, Sabha 23, Fizzwiz, Amu, Preeti, Cherry, Rocker, Lina, SMG, Small Wonder, Rajiv, Ijaz, Resham.
You know what, Mini? I know all of them. All of them.
So
and
sweet.
I won't know them personally, but yes, I remember all the usernames because I remember PMing all of them. I think
that's so sweet.
All the names, Amu, Verni, Nature, as in, I actually, most of their names also I would remember, but the Ajaz Raji fan and like most of them actually.
Okay, so yeah. Actually we have just run out of time, but I wish I could read all the messages, but before
I will definitely try to log back into India forums and read all the messages, and once again try and reply to every message if I can, if time permits. I'm sorry, I know I get busy and I cannot reply always, but let me tell you all that I do make an effort to try and reply whenever time permits. And thank you all so much for the kind words, the lovely wishes, and it truly has made my day before the actual day has actually started. So thank you so very much. I'm already excited.
Okay, we wish you all the very best and have a very, very, very rocking birthday.
Thank you so much, Mary. And I want to tell you something as well, which I have given many interviews now, and you know, you really know how to get the best out of a person with your lovely laughter and words as well. So thank you so much, and it's always been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, that was so nice of you. So friends, I have to say xiao now. It was so nice talking to Tina. It's always a pleasure talking to her. But I hope I can get back with her once the show starts and we start getting all your feedback. So till then, you take care and have a very good day. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you.
Hi Tina, well, you just thought that the interview is over, but India Forums is full of surprises. As a very dear member of IF, we have something very special for you. You will hear some lovely messages by people whom you love and who loves you a lot. Hope you've had a rocking birthday, and now the next voice is...
Hey Siri, well, I've told you this a million times, but I'm sure that you would want to hear this again and again and again and again. So here we go. I love you, baby, and you're the best thing that has happened to me in my life, and I hope if there are any more lives, if there are any, I would only want you and you and you. And how much ever you deny the fact, it's true that I love you much more than what you love me. And keep smiling always the way you are smiling right now, because that's what I want to see you as for the rest of my life. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hi Tina, this is Sonia here. Wish you a very, very happy birthday. Tina, I saw your dance. You danced pretty well. You and Hussein make a very good couple. God bless you.
Hey Tina, happy birthday. This is Vivan. I wish you all the best of luck and happiness for this year. And this year has been a rocking year for you guys. Hopefully next year will be even better. And Hussein has more time to spend with you because he's not so busy. And we can also do some work. Anyway, just kidding. Have a great birthday. And I wish you all the best. Thanks.
Yuppie! So finally, our Tina Ji's 16th birthday has come. I'm talking to her today because after Tina Ji is brushing her Hindi skills. So Tina, from all of us, you have a great day. And lots of hugs and kisses. और एक चीज और कि आप हम लोग को बहुत बड़ी पार्टी दीजिए, और अगर पार्टी नहीं दे सकते तो हम लोग को बोलिए कि हम लोग खुद पार्टी कर लें और बाद में बिल आपको दे दें, और अगर हो सके तो जब हम आपके घर आए तो हमें रिटर्न गिफ्ट भी चलेंगे, क्योंकि वी लाइक टू हैव दैट। एंड उसके बाद आपने जो मुझे ब्राउनीज दी है वो खत्म हो चुकी है, तो प्लीज नेक्स्ट लॉट आप तैयार कर लें। एंड हैव अ वंडरफुल बर्थडे। अब जैसे कि आप 16 साल की हो चुकी हैं, तो यू आर अ बिग गर्ल नाउ, सो एंजॉय लाइफ, हैव फन, और जी खोल के जितना आपकी श्रद्धा हो उतना आप अपनी पार्टी में खर्च करें और हम लोग को बुलाएं। बस उसी के साथ मैं आपसे विदा लेता हूँ। थैंक यू सो मच एंड हैव फन, हैप्पी बर्थडे।
हाय टीना, दिस इज मेघा, एंड विश यू अ वेरी 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 हैप्पी बर्थडे। लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ लव, हग्स, किसेस, cakes and pastries and gifts when you need. We haven't been able to meet after much delay, but I hope you have a very, very nice day and a very good year ahead. Thanks. Bye.
India. 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 Dash. Forum. Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.